So everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're on pace and Mirz Hashem to finish by Purim, falling at the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. And more, the Gemara was just discussing how to understand the different names that the Megillah gives to Mordechai. Mordechai, he was Ish Yehudi, right? His name was Mordechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shimon, Makish, Ish Yemini. Yehudi meant from Yehuda, Pashtis, and Yemini meant from Binyamin. And we're trying to straighten out how that works out. Now we're up to the last pshat given here, the second line up from the bottom, the end of the line, Rava Amar. Rabbi says, "Knesset Yisrael Amra Leidach Kisa." This is actually that the Klal Yisrael were claiming these things about him, that he was a Yehudi and Yemini, to the other way, meaning as a negative. And they were saying, "Ru'u Ma Asali Yehudi." Look what the Yehudi did to me, Ma Ashinli Yemini, and what a Yemini did to me. What Ashinli really means paid to me. Ma Asali Yehudi. What did a Yehudi do to me? Klal Yisrael is saying, "Lo Katli David the Shimi." David HaMelech did not kill Shimi ben Gera. Mordechai, and Mordechai was born from him, the Mikni Bei Haman, who made Haman jealous by not bowing down to him, which the people obviously found to be that put them in danger. It was obviously the correct choice of Mordechai to do it, but the people would have claimed that this is a horrible thing that was done by a Yehudi named David HaMelech, who came from Yehuda. Shilam li Yemini, what did Benjamite, the people from Benjamin, pay to me? The Lo Kali Shaul la Agag. Shaul didn't kill Agag. Right, Agag was the king of Amalek, yeah, and Amela, what happened? The Yisrael Minei Haman was born from that. The Mitzarli Yisrael, he caused the Klal Yisrael pain, obviously. So the previous pshatim we had in this was saying in Mordechai's praises that he came from all these people in this way. We're actually saying it was Klal Yisrael saying it as from their point of view a negative. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, La'olam mi Binyamin Kasi. Pshat really is he came from Binyamin. But my Karli Yehudi, why is he called Yehudi? Al Shum Shekafer B'Avodah Zarah. Because Mordechai denied Avodah Zarah, meaning objected to Avodah Zarah, didn't bow down to any Avodah Zarah. Shekola Kofer B'Avodah Zarah Nikar Yehudi. Anyone who denies Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. Kidiksiv, Isi Givron Yehudain. Yeah, now this pasuk is talking about people who were it's Machogis there from Yehuda. This is about Tosis brings over here that Hanania Mishal the Azaria. So there's a Machlokes and the Gemara and Sanhedrin, what Shevet they were from. But according to the Shita, that they were not from Shevet Yehuda. So this, how do you understand this pasuk that's calling them Yehudayin? It means maybe Shimon Pasi ki have right. I mean, sorry, that's not the next part of the Gemara, but the pasuk is showing this. The Gemara didn't spell it out that they're called Yehudayin even though they're not from Yehuda. Because they were kofar out of Ozar, they wouldn't bat down. They were thrown into a fiery furnace. Everything was okay, and that's what the pasuk is bringing out. They're gonna call Yehuda for doing that. Seder. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, ki hava pasach b'divrei hayamim. When he would start learning divrei hayamim, Amar Hachi, he would say as follows: Kol divarecha echad hem. Rashi learns he's talking to the sefer. All your words, Divrei Hayamim, are one. Meaning to say there are many names given to one person, but they're all really talking about just one person. And we know how to darshan them. Here's an example of this pasuk. There may be some girsos over here that make it more clear that the next part is a hemshech or not. But it says, the pasuk says, Be'ishto ayudia, his Jewish wife, we'll translate that for now, it's different ways to translate. Be'ishto ayudia, it's talking about Kalev, we'll see how that is, and it's talking about Basya Basparo. And it says, Kalev's Jewish wife, talking about Basya, Yolda es Yared, she gave birth to Yared Avi Gedor, the father of Gedor, ve'es Chever Avi Socho, Chever the father of Socho, ve'es Ikutziel Avi Zenoach. Ve'ela, v'nei Basya Basparo, these are, really Bisya is how it writes it there, and the common name is Basya, these are the sons of Bisya Basparo, asher lokach Merid, that Merid took for his wife, someone named Merid. Now that's about Kalev. We'll see why it's called Merid shortly. But it's calling her a Yehudia. So Gemara says, Amai Karla Yehudia. You could say either at this point she was not a concept of conversion, even though they say she went down to the river to get rid of her Avodah Zarah, I'm going to say, but the Chorah wasn't conversion before Torah was given. She wasn't a Jew. So why is she called that? Al shum shekafer b'avodah zarah. She denied Avodah Zarah. They see vateirid bas paro lirchotz alayor. The daughter of Paro went to wash on the river. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan she yarda lirchotz migiluli base aviha. She went to go wash off the avodah zarah of her father's house. Now it says that she gave birth and says all these names. These names are all a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to see. And again, she's being called Yehuda because she was kofir by avodah zarah. That's the point of our Gemara. Just to point out that if on the tzad that she wasn't going to convert, even though Rashi brings a shame Geiris, but it's hard to understand because Geiris didn't exist, it could be an idea that even before the tevila that a ger does to convert, maybe it could be an Indian to go and wash off whatever different faith he had, a sort of cleansing process, but not that it actually affect Geiris. Says the Gemara, Yolda says she gave birth to him. V'ha revui revise, she raised him, but she didn't give birth. And Yocheved obviously gave birth to Moshe. Amarlach, that teaches you, Shekol ha-megadol yotzen v'yassam v'soch beso, anyone who raises an orphan in their house, malo l'kasuv ki'ilu yoldo. Basu, consider it as if they gave birth to them. Now, that's also a bit hard to understand because Moshe Rabbeinu was not an orphan. I mean, his parents are both alive, actually. So maybe it just means, I didn't see anyone speak about it directly, but maybe it means to say that he had no ability to be raised by his parents directly because they were hunting for him to kill him. So it means a child that has nowhere to live. Maybe that's also called an orphan. Yeah. Seder. Says the Gemara. Says Yared is going through his names now. Yared Zem Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo nikra shmo Yared. Shiar lehem Yisrael Mon Biyamov. The Mon came down to call Yisrael Yorah, like it descended in his days. The Gra has a reading over here that it's not referring to the Mon, it's referring to he brought the Torah down from Har Sinai. Same word though, Yared, it descended. Godor, Shigodor, Pirtzusayim, Shil Yisrael. He closed up the breaches that Kal Yisrael made, which the Marashah also says through bringing the Torah. Chaver, Shechiber, Es Yisrael, Avim, Shema, Shemayim. He united Kal Yisrael with their father in heaven. Sukko, Shenasalahem, Yisrael, Kesukko. He made for Kal Yisrael like a Sukko, like a protection that he made for them by bringing down the Torah, by davening for them. Yikusiel, Shekovi, Yisrael, Lekel, Yamav. That Kal Yisrael hoped, Lashon of hoping, to Hashem in his days. Zenoach sheizniach avnosein shel Yisrael. He was able to throw off the avers of Klal Yisrael also through tefillah. And it says, Avi, 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 meaning, now that we've used all the names in the pasuk to be Moshe Rabbeinu, so when it says one person is the father of another, it can't be literal. So what does Avi mean three times? Av b'Torah, Av b'Chachma, Av b'Nevius. It is the head, the highest levels of all these things. Torah, Chachma, Nevius. Be'elu b'nei bisya, what does it mean there, b'nei bisya? Shalokach married. V'chi married Shemo? Was married his name? V'halo Kalev Shemo. We know Kalev married her. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev Shemarad Ba'asas Meraglim, Kalev that rebelled at the advice of Meraglim, didn't go with them, denied the spies' report. Yisas Bas Paro Shemarad Begalule Besavio. He should marry the daughter of Paro who rebelled against the Avodah Zarah of her father's house. That united them in their ending of being rebels. Continues the Gemara. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim says Mordechai was part of the Golus, had gone into the Golus, that the Nebuchadnezzar put into exile all the Klal Yisrael, and Mordechai was with that. But it says that Ali, Sher Haglam Yerushalayim, Amar Rava, Shagolam Eatzol. Doesn't say he went with the Golias, but says he put himself into exile. And the Rebbe Mefarshim say that he did this on purpose. He took Yehuda's behavior as a sign. He put himself into Golus to be able to set up for people a place to be in the Golus. That's actually said by Tefer Shlomo and Miguel Esther. Yeah, and so that's why he went and put himself into Golus. That's not necessarily clear from the Gemara. Explicitly, all the Gemara says, the Farish is that he put himself into Golus. Obviously, you could say whatever reason you could find for that. Vahi Omin is Hadassah. He raised Hadassah. Karli Hadassah is Karli Esther. Now, right away it says Hadassah, he Esther. So it's called their both names. So what's Peshat with that? Tani Rebbe Meir Omer Esther Shmo. Esther was a real name. V'lom nikra shmo Hadassah. Why is she called Hadassah? Hashem, Atzadikim, Shnikra Hadassim. Any tzadik can be called a hadas. Can be called a sweet-smelling myrtle. V'cheinu Omer, v'omei ben hadasim. Talks really talking about the Shechina. When the Shechina was there by the Nesim of Hanayim, Mishal, Ve'azariah, says that he was standing, the Shechina was standing amongst hadasim, so calls him hadasim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hadasa shema. Really name is hadasa. V'lam nikra shema Esther. Hashem, shahaisa, misteris, divra. She would hide her words. Shinemar ain't Esther, my gedis is Amo. Esther did not tell about what nation she came from. It was Mordechai's command to her, and she kept it. So she would hide her words, so it's called Esther, hidden. And Nechemi Omer Hadassah Shema, Hadassah is really her name. Vlomnikis Esther, why Esther? Shai Umosa Olam Karno Sal Shom Estahar. The Goyim would call her that she was as beautiful like a moon. Estahar is like moon or moonlight. So they would identify her that way. She's like, looks like the moon. Ben Azai Omer Esther, Esther Lo Arucha, I mean, Esther is really her name. Lo Arucha Lo Gitzara Haisa, Elabenonis Kadassah. She wasn't too tall or too short. She was exactly in the middle, the perfect height, like a Hadassah. Generally, it's a plant that you don't have a long range, and it's smaller or larger ones. You just have a middle-sized Hadassah, basically. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Esther Yirak Rokis Haisa. She was green. V'chut shel chesed moshach aleha. And literally a thread of kindness was pulled on her. Now, it doesn't say the Pharisees is going with the Joshua, but seemingly it's saying she was green, like a Hadassah. Going on that still. And saying she's still found to be beautiful by everybody, Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha is saying, because there was a certain amount of chesed on her all the time, people could see. Okay. Ki ein lo av v'im says the Mordechai raised her because she had no father and mother, uvimos aviyah v'ima, and in the death of her father and mother, Mordechai took her and raised her. So it seems to be redundant. The Gemara says, lamali, what do you need that second part of the pasuk? Amar avacha, Ivrisa Mesavia. When her mother was pregnant with her, her father died. Yiladisa, when she gave birth to her, Mesa Ima, the mother died. Therefore, Rashi spells out, she never had in her lifetime anyone that could be called a father or a mother from the beginning of when she was born. Of most Avia Vima, Likocha Mordechai Lo Levas. And it says, when her father and mother died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. Tana Mishim Rabbi Meir, I'll take you Labas El Labayas. Even though it says Labas, and it means he raised her like a daughter, but it also means Labayas, which means a wife. He also married her. And that's her niece, but he married her. Dechenu Omer, V'larash Ein Kol. This is a mashal given to Uriah to David HaMelech, when Nathan HaNavi gave him the Tochacha that he had sent Uriah into battle, and Uriah died, right? And David HaMelech, in whatever way, wanted to marry Bathsheba, ended up marrying Bathsheba, So they were there, it seemed to him. He did tshuva for it, obviously. Yeah, but the mashal that's given is like a poor person. V'larash, to a poor person, ain't called it as nothing. Ki in kivsa achas. All he had was one small lamb that refers to Bathsheba, Ketana. Asher kana, that he bought, v'yechaya v'itagdu imo, right? She brought her life, and she grew with him. V'im banav, and his children. Yachtav, mipito tochal, she eats from his bread. Or mikoso tishta, drinks from his cup, ulicheko tishkov, and then lies in his bosom. Batilo kivas, and that makes her like a daughter. So the pasuk doesn't seem to make him sense. What does all those things have to do with making her a daughter, especially lying in his bosom? Bishum de vicheko tishkov, because she lies in his bosom, havasle labas, that makes her a daughter, Yusushvabi, Ella labayas. You have to say, as Joshua is, and it meant, it was a mashal, right? We're talking about Uriah marrying Bathsheba, right? So Hochanami here also Labayas, that even though it was Labas, even though he raised Esther, Mordechai raised Esther, but she married him as well. I just want to point out an interesting distinction in the Gemara. Before the Gemara pointed out how Moshe Rabbeinu is raised by Basi and Kalev, and they are two people that rebelled against the greater amount of people, and she rebelled against her father's house of idolatry, and he rebelled against the Meraglim, right? And they raised Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, he's growing up in their home, and obviously he's going to have to rebel against the things he sees, but he's being raised by them. And for whatever reason, Ashkacha, you know, those are the parents that he gets Kilo raising him, and that way it becomes a savior for Klal Yisrael. And Esther is raised directly by Mordechai with no other influence, and she becomes a savior for Klal Yisrael. I just want to point out a little bit over here that a person should never think things have to go one way for a great leader to come about. Clearly, the Gemara is showing you that there's a lot of different scenarios which can bring out the greatness of a person. And those are at least two scenarios we're seeing over here. The parents can be all sorts of different people. Seder. That's my own thought. Take it or leave it. Says the Gemara, Ve'es Sheva Hane'oros. She had seven maidens. Amar Rava Shaisa Mona Behen Yimei Shabbos. She would count the days of Shabbos. Pashab Shabbos, I saw some Farshim say, is that they don't know she's Jewish. Now, they know she grows up with Mordechai, and they know Mordechai is Jewish, but they don't know what she is. She's an adopted child. So if she's going to keep Shabbos, but obviously she's going to, she has to keep it concealed. So she has these different maidens she changes every day. So Mamela, only one maiden is going to see her doing no malacha and tend to her, and the other maidens see her busy all the time. No one knows what the story is. It says that Haggai, who was in charge of the Beis Hanashim, changed her in some way and her maidens. So in what way did he change her and her maidens? Amarav she'echilo machol Yehudi. He fed her kosher food, right? That's also probably tied to what we said before, and bring down that that at least she's used to eating kosher food in Mordechai's house. They don't know necessarily she's a Jew, but she can get away with asking for that because that's what she's used to. Ushmul amar she'echilo tadle dechazir. Amazingly, Shmuel says exactly the opposite. They fed her bacon of pigs, fatty bacon of pigs. Now, Tosis, interesting enough, says over here, Chas v'shalom hilo ha'iso chalash. She didn't eat them. I don't know what Tosis understands the Gemara, how it works. So what's the point? The Gemara seems to say that he fed those things to her. Maybe she faked like eating it. I don't know what to say exactly. But Tosis says it over here. Pashim the Gemara seems to be that she was fed that. And Rashi even says so. And Rashi says she had no punishment because she was owned. She was forced to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Zeronim. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it was that she was fed seeds. V'cheinu Omar Vahi ha-meltzar nosei as pas. Pas begam really means one word. V'nosei lehem Zeronim. Now, this pasuk is being brought not about her. It's not about her, right? But seemingly it's being brought that there are other situations where Zeronim was a good thing for tzaddikim to eat. And so this pasuk is actually about Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Yeah. And it says over there that the person that was feeding them, right, the steward, is really the translator, Meltzar, Noseas Pas Begam, that means he took away their old food, and later on in the pasuk, Noseim Zeronim, gave them seeds. Yeah. You see from over here that it was good. It was good for them to have the seeds. That was apparently was equal to the other good food that people were being fed, and it was fine. There's a Gemara. Shisha Chadashim and Shem Anamor. The women in the story of Esther, the Achashverosh was looking for, were 6 months. They were in Shem and Hamor, myrrh oil. My Shem and Hamor, what is this stuff? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar, Sateches. What is Sateches? Sateches means, let's see how they translate it. Yeah, they say it means balsam. Now, balsam doesn't help me too much to know what it is, but it is a type of oil that comes out of the tree where the Shemin Amor, and where it is, that same tree. So I don't know what, if that answer was kind of difficult for me to understand, what was the, I mean, what was the maskanim? It came out of that tree. It came out of the right tree. It's called Mor, so I'm not sure. Rifuna Amar, Rifuna says a little different. Shemin Zai Shalohevi Shlish. That means olive oil, it's not a third ripened yet, in which case it's very good. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anafkinon Shemin Zai Shalevi Shlish. We're going to bring what the goodness about it is from a different statement. The Rabbi Yehuda said in a braisa, Anafkinon is a different name for Shemin Zai that is not a third old, a third of its growth. Balama Sachino So, why is it put on the skin? Shemasher as a sear takes off the hair, ma'adana sabasar, and makes the skin nice and glowy. Yeah. So that apparently was happening over here, according to the second Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, that they would put this on because it make their skin look nice. But Erev Hiva, Hishava. Now, this is a pretty disgusting thing Achashverosh had going on. Every night a different woman would come, and in the morning that woman would go away. And all the other women, that would be it for the rest of their life. They're in the Beis HaNashim and didn't go anywhere after that, and obviously never got married, Rachmana Litzlan. So it says that he was with every night, he was with a different woman. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mikunusin Shal Oser Rasha, from the disgusting behavior of this Rasha, Lamanu Shivko, you learn a praise for him. Apparently you did not have a conjugal relationship with these women during the day. That apparently is a shvach. That would be considered not sinua to do that during the day. And the male, you see that praise for him. Then here's the Gemara. It says, Esther found favor in everyone's eyes. To everybody that looked at her, she appeared to that person like someone from their nation. So everybody said, hey, that's ours. She looks good. She looks like one of us. Says Esther was brought to the king's palace, yeah, the Achashverosh's palace, in the 10th month, which is Teves. The Gemara says, Yerach shenena guf min aguf. Dafka, the type of cold season, a month where it's very cold, that the body gets enjoyment from another body. I mean, to say the two bodies coming together, Achashverosh and Esther, was more enjoyable for him, and made it more of a nace. And it guided the nace that he should choose her to be the next queen. It says that the melech loved Esther more than any other woman, and she found favor and kindness before him from all other virgins or maidens. So generally, nashim means not a maiden, and basula means is a maiden. So Amarav, Bikesh Litom Tam Basulotam. Amazingly, as part of the nace, that if he had the desire to taste the taste of a maiden, he tasted it. Tam Ba'ulo Tam, but of a more experienced woman, he'd say one is not a basula, he also tasted that. Bayasa Melech Mishta Godol. The king made a great feast. What is with this great feast? Avad Mishtaya, he made a feast, now apparently he wanted her to reveal where she's from, her homeland. And he tried to do all sorts of things to make it happen. So first he made a big feast, and she didn't reveal it. Dali cargo, he lowered the taxes in saying it's, you know, in her merit that he was doing that. And she did not reveal it. Shadar Pardishni, she sent out Pardishni, like different presents to the different representatives in her name. She still didn't reveal it. Now this pasuk, we're going to darshan now, is still on the same point, but it's bringing out from this next verse. The verse is a bit difficult, this one. It says, when the second set of maidens were gathered, and Mordechai is sitting in the Shar HaMelech. What do the two have to do with each other? So, Ozil Shokol Eitza Mordechai. At this point, the king went and took an Eitza from Mordechai. Omar, Ein Isha Miskano Ela B'Yerech Haverka. A woman is only jealous if her husband will be with another woman, the thigh of her friend. I mean, that is a good way to get her to try to do something nice for you, to reveal this to you, is to make her feel the need for your affection. So be with another woman. Mordechai apparently told him that. Kind of interesting he said that. She still wouldn't reveal to him where she came from. They bring down, I'm going to see if Hashem was, that that Marsha says that the idea was perhaps that Mordechai's intention was if he'll gather maidens again, maybe he'll choose someone else, and Esther won't have to be the queen, which would be better for Esther anyways. Thank you for listening. Rosh Hashanah, we'll continue tomorrow.